Wisconsin dairy plant fire causes melted butter to spill into nearby canal. By Ethan Lettman on January 9, 2023. A fire at a Wisconsin dairy plant resulted in melted butter entering a storm sewer system, which ultimately spilled into an adjacent canal. On January 2, firefighters were dispatched to the Associated Milk Producers Incorporated, AMPI, facility in Portage, Wisconsin. At 9:15 p.m. after receiving a report, smoke and flames were showing from the facility, according to the Portage Fire Department, PFD. The fire started in a room where butter was being stored, which resulted in the molten product flowing throughout the facility's structure. Fire officials noted the running butter and heavy smoke slowed firefighters from accessing the structure. After multiple hours with many crews, the fire was contained and extinguished before it could spread past the firewalls and throughout the building, the PFD stated. The Portage Hazmat team attempted to stop the liquid runoff from entering the storm sewers and into the canal, but to no avail. Approximately 20 gallons of butter entered the adjacent canal system, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, DNR, stated in a press release. The department noted absorbent booms were deployed in the canal to contain the runoff butter. Most of the butter has since been removed, and the environmental impact has been reportedly minimal. A reporter for Madison NBC affiliate WMTV shared images on Twitter showing the extent of the amount of butter that entered the canal system. The 30 employees who were inside the AMPI building at the time of the fire were able to evacuate safely, WMTV reported. All operations at the facility were subsequently halted, including shipping. AMPI is one of the largest manufacturers of dairy products in the U.S., producing over 10% of the nation's supply of American-type cheese and butter. The cause of the fire is currently under investigation, according to the PFD. There were no reported injuries. You can follow Ethan Lettman on Twitter at @EthanLettman.